Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Doing here today. Great job to the crew in Austin. Great job to Richard Reeves driving and getting all this set up. Obviously, not at the same time. We are live and back in Texas, back in the promised land. Thank you so much. We've just left Waxahachie, Texas, and we are about 3 hours ETA away from the Infowars.com headquarters. We're on the rotting Texas roads because the globalists steal all the money from the surplus that builds roads and want to turn them all into toll roads. So we are just banging across road warrior level roads here. You travel around the country, just you know how bad Texas roads are, even though we have more money than any other state for highways. It's all stolen by the global crime syndicate on record. You can check that out for yourself. Wow, we have got a huge transmission lined up for you today. I am doing the show live, driving down I-35 that was going to be the NAFTA superhighway till we shot that down. First, it didn't exist. Then the documents came out of the Bilderberg Group meeting and others. And, well, now the whole program is in trouble, and Rick Perry is entering the ash heap of political history. And, again, ladies and gentlemen, we have some big news lined up for you here today, obviously. There are Bilderberg leaks. We got documents the second day at Bilderberg on Friday, and I was too busy talking to other sources, people inside the hotel that worked there, bullhorning, while quite frankly just being completely dead in the water, signing autographs and shaking people's hands, which was great, but it just kept me from doing a lot of things I wanted to do. But it was just so great to see all the liberty lovers that came out and pushed the mainstream corporate dinosaur media into covering it. But in the last 2 days, we had time to read all of these documents. Aaron's read them all. I've scanned over several hundred pages of them. This is from the private government archives of a U.S. senator. And coming up, we're going to have Aaron in a few minutes co-hosting with me, breaking this down. So this is Bilderberg leaks. The only other documents in whole that have leaked are from meetings. The first and second meeting in 54 and 55, Bilderberg themselves let selective amounts of it, about 5-6 years ago, leaked to the BBC so they could brag, Etienne Davignon and others. Yes, we helped set up the European Union out of the coal and steel deal and the Treaty of Rome. Yes, we helped set up NATO as this world government. That's from the mid-50s. We have the 1966 meeting notes from an Oklahoma senator who was there being vetted and groveling and writing notes as the Bilderberg Group is talking, along with the Bilderberg invitee list, letters from the prince who founded it, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, the husband of the Queen of the Netherlands, the cousins of the House of Windsor, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, all of this. We've got it all. We tried to do a Ustream last night, but the roads were so bad coming back into North Texas that the bus was flying all over the road. This is a lot better. But those choppy Ustreams are up there. That's going to be added to an article Paul Watson is doing right now on the Bilderberg information coming out. So this is going to be big. It's going to be out in the next few hours at Infowars.com. Also, we're going to have Charlie Skelton on in 1 hour. And again, he didn't leave till last night. He just got back in England and worked all the hotel sources, because they didn't know who he was. He was able to stay in the hotel till Thursday morning, and he was able to hand out his card to the staff. They gave none of them tips. They were rude and mean to him, as they always are. Don't look me in the eye, you the cockroach. So the staff gave him everything. Our sources have confirmed much of what Skelton said. Skelton confirmed Jim Tucker's thing about them being mad at the protesters, calling us cockroaches. But Skelton has the data from 4 staff that Mitt Romney was there. Not over the weekend, but on Thursday. This is big. Stay with us.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy, and the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we are southbound and down on I-35, pointed straight at Austin, Texas. And if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see the live feed out the front of the InfoWars Command Center. Aaron Dykes is riding shotgun here with me, along with, of course, Richard Reeves and Rob Jacobs and the crew back in Austin, Texas. They're at the helm in case we have any technical difficulties on our three different backup feeds. Rob Dew is sitting in studio. He'll be giving us his analysis and commentary. And at the bottom of the hour, he'll give us some of the InfoWars.com news headlines, DrudgeReport.com headlines, and other headlines that are breaking analysis and information. We've got a big day. Bilderberg was even more than ever blown wide open. This is as big as the Copenhagen carbon tax emails getting leaked 2.5 years ago. I'm not a big drinking man, but I think there may be some champagne getting popped this evening at the Jones Hacienda. So, good job, Richard. Yeah! Good job. Good job, Sneck. Good job to everybody. Good job, Jacobson. Good job to everybody. Big shout-out to all the listeners and supporters, everybody that came out to Bilderberg 2012. Charlie Skelton is joining us in T-minus 50 minutes. Just got off the plane at 3 this morning. Just got up but back to England and said he is ready to roll. in T-minus 50 minutes. He's got breaking news. Four different sources inside the hotel say, yes, they saw Mitt Romney bigger than Dallas, Texas. That's at my back. We just drove through. Bigger than Dallas, Texas. There on Thursday, he was doing West Coast events on the days after that. Now, was there other a dark-haired, distinguished-looking gentleman there? Who knows? But Charlie Skelton's proven himself very, very accurate with the London Guardian. And so I tend to think that his four sources are accurate. He confirmed what Jim Tucker told us 3-4 days ago, or I guess 5 days ago now, that when we would bullhorn everybody coming in and they'd see Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Ron Paul signs, they would get out angry and say, we want to kill Ron Paul, we want to blow him up in an airplane, murder his supporters, we're cockroaches, all of this. Our sources confirmed they were hopping mad when they would come in. We were shaking the hotel with, at one time, seven bullhorns in one spot, daisy chained. The Ustream videos of that are on our channel. In fact, we ought to post that and just say the mother of all bullhorns, powerful videos. At Infowars.com. We need to get those posted. Another on the Ustream. I think they were posted, but not with the headline. I mean, it was just incredible. It was deafening, gave me a migraine headache, brought me to my knees repeatedly. It was like the People's LRAD is what it was called. So we have that with Charlie Skelton joining us. Also, Congresswoman, as you know, points out they're purposefully hiring pedophiles. They're not accidentally hiring them at the TSA. They're putting them in the command positions all over the United States. Who else wants to grab three-year-old girls' and boys' crotches? You couldn't pay me $1 billion to do that one time. It is totally perverted and evil and ruining the innocence of a child. But it's the new sacrament in America to have drones, illegal surveillance, and your children molested. Every ancient society demanded that children be turned over for sacrifice. So we aborted 52 million since Roe v. Wade in 74. Well, the ruling 73 went into effect 74. It was like a new option. Hey, do the trendy thing. Have an abortion. I know my parents didn't have any money. People were like, oh, have an abortion. I was born in 74. But they didn't chop me up. And if you don't want to hear it's a baby, I don't care what you think. These eugenicists want it. That's what it is, okay? Partial birth abortion, all of it. I'm tired of it. Face what it is. We live in denial about that. Now we're living in denial about everything else. We're going to be judged as a nation. If you don't believe in God, believe in cause and effect. Okay? Believe in for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. If you say 52 million babies aren't humans, well, you're going to say torture's okay. You're going to say secret arrest is okay. You're going to say drones at checkpoints are okay. Let me tell you, I've driven all over this country. My entire life, my parents.
I think we lost Alex there for 1 second. Well, he was just getting into a really good rant. I wish he could have gone on with that. We'll be right back to him as soon as he comes back. I'm just going to go ahead and go over a couple of headlines. Google warns users they may become collateral damage in cyber war. And this is from Kurt Nemo. It's on Infowars.com. Google announced on Tuesday it will begin displaying a warning to users who the internet giant believe are under state-sponsored malware attack. State-sponsored. I think Jones is right back, so we'll go right back to Jones. Alex, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Absolutely, I'm back. And Richard, I'm just doing some technical stuff here on air. I continue with me. Richard, this is my access. When it drops, I see the red means it's reconnected. Don't we have a Skype backup hooked up to that? Isn't Aaron's phone a Skype backup?
That's a Skype backup.
But it's hooked to his microphone. Can I grab that mic when I have a problem? Okay. Okay, good. So, guys, we also have a Skype backup on the eastbound and down, now southbound and down. Cam, you guys understand that? At the network.
Yeah, I think you guys got
Roger?
That, right? Yeah.
Okay, Roger, Roger.
Roger.
Okay, good. Thank you, dude. Yeah, what part did I cut out there? The point is that if you have 52 million abortions, then you say torture's okay, secret arrest is okay, checkpoints are okay, evil's okay, warrantless wiretapping's okay, sterilization of the vaccines is okay, GMO killing all the rats is okay, the honeybees dying is okay, Fukushima blowing up with over 80-something times the radiation of Chernobyl's okay, everything's okay. No, everything's not okay. We're here to tell you, this is your rude awakening. This is the wake-up call. We want our republic back. So, coming up first, we're going to give you Bilderberg Leaks some of the biggest Bilderberg League documents ever. The only others that we have at this level that are handwritten notes from the meetings, agendas, official list, their internal memorandum is from the mid-1950s. They themselves leaked it to the BBC, bragging they set up the EU. We have the 1966 meeting. We were given this by a government insider who said, look, I'm giving you these documents because it's got the head of the United Auto Workers meeting in Wiesbaden, Germany, back when Bilderberg was in March every year, not June, selling everybody out. That's coming up at the start of the next segment. Big breaking Bilderberg docs. We've tweeted some of those out today. I took a bunch of photos on the road, emailed them, photos of the documents to Paul Watson. He's working tirelessly. Just an absolute war horse in the fight against the globalists. He's going to have a report out on that in the next hour or so. But again, some of those are up on The Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Aaron Dykes is here, and he's going to be going over the documents audibly on the radio from right over here beside me on the bus as we head back to the InfoWars Center. So is all good there over to the InfoWars headquarters, dude?
Everything's sounding great, Alex. I don't know if you saw this. We broke this yesterday. I guess we didn't break it. It was already out on the newsstand. But Mike Adams pulled up a cover of Time magazine that he had picked up. It says Time. And then all in red and in white letters, How to Die, What I Learned from the Last Days of My Mom and Dad by Joe Klein. Definitely. And if you guys can get a shot of this from the overhead cam, you can actually see it. It's the cover of Time magazine, all it says is How to Die. They're doing one up on A Case for Killing Granny at this point.
Which shows a stretcher with an unplugged plug and Granny dead. And Bill Gates says the teachers union, if we don't give an old woman the last year of her life and smiling, licking his little demonic lips, knowing that they're all about to beg him to kill him, you'll all get 10 jobs. And they go, you idiots.
Yeah.
You grow the economy. There's unlimited wealth. You get into this predatory system. They want a post-industrial world. And these scumbags.
Here's the shot right there. How to Die.
Years ago.
Back it up a little bit on the.
They were counterbalanced.
Time magazine, How to Die. What I Learned from the Last Days of My Mom and Dad is by Joe Klein. And I was just looking at another article on Drudge, and it was by Joe Klein, and that's what reminded me of that. We covered this last night on the InfoWars Nightly News. We had Mike Adams on to break down what's going on with the Sharon Palmer case with Rawson Foods and how she's being they're basically raking her over the coals, doing this from an informant who has false credentials. He's gone through a diploma mill. And I believe we have Alex back. No? Okay. So he's going through a diploma mill to get his diploma. It says he's got a PhD. He's running around telling people he's got a PhD in nutrition. And then he's using that as a hedge way to get into and talk to the authorities of Ventura County to try and bring charges up against Sharon Palmer of defrauding her investors when they're attacking her so she can't even make a living, thereby can't pay back the investors. So they're calling that fraud. And I believe we have Alex back right now. You can check that out in last night's InfoWars Nightly News. Alex, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're loud and clear.
Okay. Just to be clear, during the next break, we may go to Skype. We have three backups for XM and all the listeners out there. Experimental radio live from an RV with two Skypes and a 4G. We have a Skype 4G and access unit coming to you with breaking news and analysis after this break. But, yes, they're selling us that humans are evil, humans are bad, humans are scum, humans cause all the problems, humans don't have beautiful potential, humans didn't create Beethoven, humans didn't create science and technology and beauty and love and honor and courage. No, humans are ugly and bad, so die, lay down, give in to the globalists, lay down, give up, you're scum, you're trash, you're ugly, you're filth, while they poison the water and the food to make it a self-fulfilling prophecy, while they deluge us with a culture of death to make us a dying society, and as they create a false ancestral memory and predisposition and pre-belief a self-fulfilling prophecy that we're all dead, all the newsstands, the world without humans, it's coming. How beautiful it's going to be. The end of humanity. You see it all over Discovery Channel. Getting you ready for the bioweapon release, the Moonraker scenario, when they go in the underground bunkers. They're preparing their mass murder. Those that come out of the caves will be attacked by Skynet computers. This is the official plan. Mayday emergency situation. Warning to humanity, resist now. Breaker trance.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long,
yeah,
and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, bringing back the Bilderberg scoop. Bringing back the Bilderberg poop, no matter what it takes. And Aaron's going to introduce to you in a moment the big Bilderberg leak exclusive, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com info. Some of the documents were tweeted out this morning. Paul Watson's got a whole bunch of them. And we'll continue to send him even more after the show when we have time to get him added to the article he's got coming out at InfoWars.com. We've got more of the molestation, the breaking of the will of the American people, TSA Now, savagely ripping on the breast of all women, crushing genitals, hiring hardcore pedophiles to be the commanders of the operations. This is the hell force being released. Hitler did it. Stalin did it. Mao did it. Kim Jong-il does it. They all do it. They hire criminals. They release the hardcore abusers out to be the secret police enforcers on the police and the military as well as the citizens. That's coming up. Now, because of the way this is set up, you'll be able to see Aaron. We showed the documents last night in a live stream that's going to be posted in Watson's article, but it was shaken all over the place. So, again, the scans are going up soon. I want to go ahead and fade Aaron Dykes up. Aaron Dykes, riding shotgun here with me in the InfoWars Mobile Command Center. Tell people the magnitude and the basics before we go to break and come back and get into the documents of how big this Bilderberg leaks are from 1966. Much of this exclusive. This is the head of the UAW in there selling out, in there with an Oklahoma senator who's only been in 2 years, like Obama, being vetted, saying, oh, thank you for teaching me about the global government, how bad U.S. sovereignty is, how NATO will take over in the future, oh, the loving global government. And again, it's the list, it's the invitation, it's the talking points, and then it's his handwritten notes from the meetings while the wise men are speaking. This is a big data cache that anything ever leaked out of their feral nest. Aaron Dykes, InfoWars researcher. Aaron Dykes, give us the data that you've got on this. Preface what's coming up. Give us a synopsis of Bilderberg. The Bilderberg leaks. This is a real leak, ladies and gentlemen, right out of Bilderberg leak. This is freaking ever from the written all over it.
It's a huge data dump, Alex. Again, it's from the 1966 Bilderberg Conference in Wiesbaden, Germany. That's right outside of Frankfurt, where even today the U.S. consulate is based and where the basis of Western occupation was located. And we've got signed forms from Prince Bernhard, the founder of the Bilderberg Group. Again, as you mentioned, there's wise men, that's U.S. diplomats connected to Skull and Bones, to the robber barons for more than a century. And it is setting up world government. It's pursuing what we know is their lifelong passion and goal, ending national sovereignty for good and bringing to life all their spheres of international bodies, whether it be the GATT Treaty Organization, whether it be branches of the United Nations, whether it be the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, the IMF, and more. They're setting up how to make sure European countries pay money to developed countries for their various schemes. They're also trying to make NATO go hot, not just be kind of a loose organization, but be a binding European Atlantic, that means America and Europe, organization.
Which they got 4 decades later.
That is correct, Alex. And they say it's, A, on the one hand, a militaristic thing to fight the Soviet threat. But even if there is no Soviet threat, they say, we would still need NATO to make sure Europe is contained under basically what is American hegemony.
Now, tell us, we're going to come back with all of this. They say national sovereignty is the threat. Got to get rid of it. They don't want to give up their sovereignty to NATO and the EU they're setting up. And they go on in the documents, because he's writing what the world leaders are saying in their speeches. And then he gets up and gives a speech on it as well. And it's all the big wise men. Tell folks about some of the wise men that are in there saying, we need a threat, we need a threat. Tell folks who the wise men are who are all at the Bilderberg meeting.
Yeah, the wise men are people who worked with Avril Harriman. He's considered one of the wise men. Prescott Bush, both of them, as you know, were caught funding Nazis during World War II. That connects directly with Prince Bernhard in the Netherlands. The banks there in the Netherlands were the intermediaries so they could transfer assets easily
again,
to Nazi Germany.
They weren't
Germany.
Really Nazis. I've gotten more sophisticated in my understanding now. They were setting Hitler up. And Lord Milner documents from the 20s have come out where he was master planning this out of the Royal Institute, and Bilderberg was doing his plan, even after he was dead, to set up a new dictator to wreck Europe, who they would actually fund. That's why their factories, General Motors, IG Farben, Opel, could not be bombed by the bombers. because it was all staged. It was all about killing citizens, wrecking everything, and then selling a world government, the UN, and they say that in these documents. This is incredible. It's all coming up straight ahead. The Bilderberg leaks from 1966, and then Charlie Skelton on Mitt Romney.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
About a second delayed, so I can't sing along as horribly as I normally do. And radio! Ha ha! I told you they've been lying about that double wide with water rights. And now the town costs are packaging. What have I told you they were lying? What have I told you? I like me some Clutch. Anthrax and radio. I think I'm gonna start. start my own metal band. That's it. Yeah! Dave Mustang's already talked to me about that. He said he wants to make us some music. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Yeah! Some good music, man, I tell you. All right, I'm sorry, I'm kind of celebrating. I want to thank God here on air that we've had such a devastating victory against the Gold. That is the answer to tyranny, is courage. Now, occasionally, I just want to tell the network, just whatever we did just now, it's a total feedback. I don't know what I'm saying. So whatever's happening,
I think we're having, we switched to Skype, and then I think that started to feed back into Jones's ear. So this is experimental, and we're doing this, you know, live, and you don't really know how it's going to go out live until you're actually doing it, and you see all the different chains and stuff. We're linked up to that main office up in Minnesota. We're here. Jones and company are on a bus coming down. So it's a lot of crazy stuff going on, but we're making it happen, and I think
well,
we have Jones
right
back.
Well, here, I've got full...
we have you, Alex.
Did my little rant to clutch not... Did my little rant to clutch not go out?
No, your rant to clutch did go out. And they are a great band.
All right, good. That's very important. Yeah, that's very important. Very stylish beards as well. All right, now, maybe Al-Qaeda. Now, listen, let's get back to what I was saying here, okay? Let's just get back here to this. We're about to give you the big 1966 data dump with Aaron Dykes back there, who's gone over these hundreds and hundreds of pages of documents directly from a secret government archive, the private papers of a senator. We'll go over the names of it, all of it, from the Bilderberg meeting, 1966, Prince Bernhard, all of it. We've got photo shots of that. Watson's got an article coming out soon. Charlie Skelton, the London Guardian, coming up, confirming Mitt Romney was there. This is big. But I want to stop for a moment and talk about Bob Chapman. Bob did die Monday, and I started getting calls at the office. The guys looked and said, no, there was a soccer player named Bob Chapman that died. I went off what they told me. Later, Duke called me and said, no, we found the obituary from yesterday in Florida, and I'm going to have Rob Duke read that obituary here in a moment. I knew 3 months ago he was sick. That's why you stopped hearing him on the Friday show. I said, well, if you're sick, let's just cut back. And then he was on every once in a while, and he was really too sick to do that. Then he said, yeah, I'm coming back to the U.S., but that's private. Then last week, his family announced he was here with pancreatic cancer. I was at Bilderberg, didn't know that was authorized to talk about, so I still didn't. And then I hoped he wasn't dead yesterday, and we were incorrect. He died on Monday, and the obituary came out yesterday. So everybody that was calling us, you are correct. That's a side issue. The point is he's dead. And it's very, very sad, and I wish he wasn't dead, obviously. We have a video live feed archive, Bob Chapman, Defender of Life, at Infowars.com, and I'd appreciate everybody to get that video where I eulogize Bob out to everybody, and I do plan to, while we're trying to get all this Bilderberg news collated, we shot in high def, when we get back tonight and things ready for the nightly news, Thursday night, Friday night, maybe even tonight. And while we try to get all these documents ready, we're going to try to go back over 15 years, almost 15 years, start interviewing Bob in about 97, 98 of Bob together so we can remember Bob properly sometime next week. But that is up there, and he did die. He was down in Mexico, Germany. He was all over the world. Last place he was at was Mexico, and I knew that, but nobody really else did. But Bob is now gone. We love you, Bob. His funny voice, one of my mom's favorite guests. You know, she liked Bob Chapman, and she likes Gerald Celente. And she doesn't like some other people, but I'll just leave it at that. But if my mom likes you, we know you're good. And he's dead. Like we're all going to end up being. So defend life, defend the species, defend the future. That's what matters. Everybody comes and goes. But what matters is what we do today and that we're honorable and that we have courage. And Bob had buckets of that. And I love you, Bob. So, happy trails, compadre. Happy trails, my friend. Happy trails, buddy. Again, that's really all I can say. You were a really funny, smart, nice guy who for 45 years, I looked it up, fought the New World Order toe-to-toe. They planted hand grenades on him, death-threatened him, set him up over and over again, and he finally left the U.S., what, a decade ago, and he came back to die with his family in Florida. So, again, vaya con Dios, my friend.
And Alex, he died a free man. He didn't die in a prison. He died on his feet.
I'm going to now have Rob Dew give us some comments about Bob Chapman and read from the official statement.
This is from the Ott Laughlin Funeral Home, where you can go and actually sign his guest book, which I'll tell you guys what I wrote in a second. But in memory of Robert Chapman, October 16th, 1935 to June 4th, 2012. Robert Bob Chapman, age 76, of Winter Haven, Florida, formerly of Mexico, died Monday, June 4th, 2012, due to pancreatic cancer. He was born October 16th, 1935 in Boston, Massachusetts, the son of John Chapman and Ruth Donnelly Chapman. Bob was a veteran of the U.S. Army, a writer of a newsletter discussing finances and economics, and a regular radio commentator discussing politics as well as economics and finances. It was the International Forecaster. For those of you who don't know, it was a great newsletter, and a lot of people subscribe to it. Most of his working life, he served as a stockbroker. Bob is survived by his wife of 47 years, Judith Judy Dabrowski Chapman, son Robert Michael Chapman, daughter Jennifer Galati and her husband Matt, sisters Dorothy Trecker and Joan Lotz, and four grandchildren. Committal services are Wednesday, June 6, 2012 at 1 p.m. at Glen Abbey Memorial Gardens. So they're about to go on, looks like, about 20 minutes. Auburndale, Florida. Condolences may be sent to the family at Off Laughlin Funeral Home. And there's a lot of guest book signings. This is what I wrote. Our condolences to Bob's family. We have lost a great hero and true champion of freedom. He will be missed. We love you, Bob, Alex Jones, and the InfoWars team. And I'm going to submit that now. And you can go read other guest book signings from other people. Lots of people have been signing this. Bob, you'll be sorely missed. I tune in faithfully to RBN, GCN to catch Bob whenever he was a guest. I feel a personal sense of loss having never met him personally, but that's how much he touched my life. Our condolences to the Chapman family, and thank you for sharing with us these years. We will miss your unparalleled wisdom and knowledge, and delivered with a wonderful, calm voice. And that's one thing I think that we are going to really miss about Bob Chapman is the way he was able to bring us very serious news, news about our future. And he did it, you know, with love and compassion and a calmness that I don't know a lot of people could deliver. You know, a lot of people, it's hard. It's hard to take this information being calm because it's pretty scary out there. But Bob was able to deliver it time and time again, you know, with that calm demeanor and just that steadfastness that he'd been in this fight before and he knew what he was up against and he didn't care what the consequences were. And Bob died a free man. And that's what we should all strive to be, is die as free men. We do not want to die on our knees. And if you don't want to die on your knees, you better listen to what Bob Chapman said and go back and listen to these archives and listen to what he's talking about, because the man knew what he was talking about. Alex, that's about all I have to say about Bob Chapman, except that we'll be bringing more to you about Bob, and we'll go back to you now if we are still connected.
Absolutely. Roger, Roger, Houston, the Eagle is cruising down 35. You got us there.
We got you. Sounding loud and clear.
Okay, fantastic. Just so I don't have to do that, guys, you're doing a great job, all experimental. If you're getting me, just, and Dude's still talking, you guys just pop in and let me say, you know, say, Purple Possum, we have you, or Eagle, or whatever cool name you want to give me. Purple Possum's a lot cooler than Eagle, but the point is that
I like Purple Possum.
Well, Roger, that general's pretty good. How about you call me, just say, we got you live, Woodpecker. How's that sound? I'm Woodpecker in the New World Order. That's a better truck driving name, Woodpecker. Wouldn't you agree, Richard? Is that a super? Purple Possum, all right. Supreme Possum, that's our new name. All right, yeah, Bob, a fantastic guy. And it's funny, we had the 60th jubilee of the wicked globalist Transylvanian queen, literally 60th of Bilderberg, and Bob dies the day after Bilderberg ends as they're being devastated. And I know Bob's looking down from Valhalla, very, 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 very happy today. All right, we got Skelton coming up in a minute. We got to get started now with the data dump with Aaron Dykes. Right now, with the Bilderberg documents, 1966, Aaron, recap it, why these are so important, that they say national sovereignty is bad. Let NATO, UN take over. Use the threat of war as the pretext, as they use World War I, World War II. Who the senator was, the meeting, the wise men. Aaron Dykes, you have the floor until we go to break. Aaron Dykes, Bilderberg, leaks, big breaking news. Exclusive to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Aaron Dykes.
What we have, Alex, is a gigantic data dump from 1966, the Wiesbaden Bilderberg Conference in Germany, right outside of Frankfurt. It is a skeleton key to foreign policy, how we've been infiltrated and taken over within the United States by people who abhor the United States, who want to destroy it from within. Now, you got to understand history. Going back to Robert Barron... Revolution. The public hated them, but they learned how to use public relations to set up foundations that not only accelerated their power, but also gave them a good
Okay, as is with experimental radio, sometimes we do have dump outs, and as we're going with the data dump from Bilderberg, we had another dump out. So we'll get back to Aaron as soon as we can. We've got another 2 hours and 15 minutes of the show left. And if not, you know we're going to bring this information to you in high quality. We're just trying to get it out now as they're riding back in, from Bilderberg over a week and a half been gone, actually. It's been a quiet office. But we've been working here hard, very hard. We've been getting the nightly news out to you guys as best we can, trying to find the stories that we think are going to matter to you guys out there the most. And it's been a lot of fun. Of course, we lost Bob Chapman. Another hero and champion was Tom Crier. And I had something here from him. He also died on the same day as Bob Chapman, which is really odd when you have two champions of freedom fall on the same day. He was he had been targeted by the IRS. He beat them in court, and then he went on to find truthattack.org and was a fighter. We had he was interviewed by Alex many times. I think we found an interview from 2009 yesterday, and we're also going to give a tribute to Tommy Crier. In our world, obviously, a lot of people knew Bob Chapman a lot more because he was here pretty much every Friday, as long as I've been here. Friday was Bob Chapman Day. And in fact, our calendar, if you look on any of our calendars that had people listed, Bob Chapman was there every Friday for the last hour of the show, sometimes even 2 hours. And it was really a pleasure to listen to him go on about his battles, all the stories he had. If you tuned in, you know, he coached Martin Sheen's kids in soccer. I mean, you know, where do you learn that? But on this show, it was crazy. He saw some interesting video of Ronald Reagan. That was a very interesting show if you want to go look up the archives on that one. But anyway, let's move on. I've got some more news here. This is out of Washington's blog. Fukushima, Pacific Ocean will not dilute dumped radioactive water. The operator of the stricken Fukushima nuclear power plant has been dumping something like 1,000 tons per day of radioactive water in the Pacific Ocean. Remember that reactors are riddled with meltdown holes. Building 4, with more radiation than all the nuclear bombs ever dropped or tested, is missing entire walls, and Building 3 is a pile of rubble. The whole complex is leaking like a sieve, and the rivers of water being pumped into the reactors every day are just pouring into the ocean. So you can go read the full article there on Washington's blog, and they have a shot. There's a shot of the radiation plume that is now, wow, look, there's Hawaii right there. So it's, and that's crazy because Hawaii is a beautiful paradise, beautiful weather. I've never been there myself, but I've talked to several people who have lived there, and they said it is unlike any place on Earth. And hopefully they won't be too messed up from this, but it looks like it's coming their way. We went over the Google article. There's Bob Chapman. Here's an interesting one. Okay. Oh yeah. There's the graphic. Oh, there's floating out. Wow. That's basically hitting Mexico and then it's flowing back up. It's just kind of rotating there in the ocean, man. Wow. Look at that. I tell you, technology is very amazing at the things that we can look at from a different viewpoint and see these things over a long range. You know, this is not sure. So it looks like it brushed up against California. Now it's just going to kind of sit out there in the middle of the Pacific Ocean between the U.S. and Hawaii. Man, that is tremendous. San Francisco to get pre-crime surveillance cameras. This is from Paul Joseph Watson, and you can find this on Infowars.com. System alerts authorities to suspicious behavior. And we know they put stuff out. What is suspicious behavior? That's wearing a hoodie. That is talking on a cell phone. That's taking photos. That's holding a notebook. That's paying with cash. Any of those things would be considered suspicious behavior under their mantra. So, you know, do you breathe air? Do you drink water? Hundreds of pre-crime surveillance cameras are to be installed in San Francisco's subway system that will analyze suspicious behavior and alert guards to potential criminal or terrorist activity before any crime has been committed. So let's say you go up to, you're looking this way, you're looking that way. Where's my train coming? Is it coming this way? Is it coming? Wow, that's suspicious behavior. That could be suspicious behavior, looking both ways. What if you did it fast? You're a terrorist. All of a sudden, you're a terrorist. We're going to be back with more. We've got Alex and Aaron and the crew bolting down the highway back to the command center. As Infowars.com is the Alex Jones Show, I'm Rob Dew sitting in.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. can't wait to get home.
All right, this is the Bilderberg Buster, Big Daddy Alex, riding down the road here. Third hour after Skelton and our TSA guests leave us with the Mitt Romney news at Bilderberg, at Infowars.com and the London Guardian as well. Well, it's CA dot whatever. You can find it. It's easy. Just type in Charlie Skelton. He's coming up in about 5 minutes, and then we'll get into these incredible documents in more detail coming up in the third hour today, coming to you experimentally. It's working pretty darn well. Having a few hiccups here as we roll down the road. Rob Dew riding shotgun up there when we have technical problems. I'm going to hand the microphone back to Aaron Dykes. We're on our emergency backup right now. Aaron, again, well, this is a big deal. Explain to people who the senator is, what the show, the handwritten notes, Watson's article coming out here soon.
Right. We got a huge data leak from the 1966 Wiesbaden, Germany, Bilderberg Conference. It's from the private library of Senator Fred Harris. He's an Oklahoman senator. He was in office about 2 years when he got invited personally by Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. We have a signature on the document inviting him out to Germany, and he was getting a re-education in how great.
And it's all marked. It's all marked restricted.
It's all marked restricted, but we got it because of a leak through a union worker who wanted to expose that the union was meeting there, along with David Rockefeller, all the top Europeans, and the rest of it. And it's clear they hate nationalism. It's literally in the handwriting of Senator Fred Harris's notes, page after page of diplomat after diplomat bashing sovereignty. One of the biggest of those is John J. McCloy. He's a Skull and Bones member, a top wise man, a acolyte under Avril Harriman and his buddy Prescott Bush, who literally founded Nazis, funded Nazis and founded them with Prince Bernhard. Both John J. McCloy and Prince Bernhard were on the I.G. Farben board. John J. McCloy, of course, was a lawyer to I.G. Farben. That's the big industrial backbone of the Nazi mechanism, which was really just to get the European Union underway, bind them all together. And they talk repeatedly about how awful nationalism is, how people like de Gaulle of France were reviving nationalism, how it might spread to Germany, and repeatedly talks about how we can't go back to a pre-1914 mentality. That means before World War I, when they began formal world government mechanisms. Now, in 1966, I've been able to examine the documents now. They were looking to strengthen NATO. That's the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Today, that is the military that launches the wars in Libya, about to watch a war in Syria. But back then, they were trying to make it a viable opposition to the Soviet threat, but also to help integrate Europe more and more. This, apparently, is the better microphone. Now,
I don't know. There's two mics. I'm shoving them both in your face.
That's now, the better mic.
Again, we have notes here about how awful nationalism is, about how going back to a pre-1914 mentality is very dangerous. And again, they're meeting in Wiesbaden, Germany, 1966. We have the leaks from Bilderberg, signatures from Prince Bernhard, the founder, and the rest of them. And it explains how they were trying to reorganize NATO to make it a stronger military body, but also to use it as a mechanism to integrate Europe. Furthermore, they were meeting on the future of world economic development, both in the industrial and so-called developing world. That's one of the big reasons why the union head, the biggest head of the United Auto Workers, Walter P. Reuther, was there, meeting with the United Nations Conference and Trade and Development Organization, the International Ford Foundation, the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, GATT, you name it. All the important players were there. The capitalists meet with the so-called union socialists, all to bring about world government. They wanted to make it big time. This is a snapshot in time.
We're talking about the synthesis here. Good. I'm taking us out here. Are we Roger over, ladies and gentlemen?
You are on.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Charlie Skelton straight ahead.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.